Hey, how's it going? Welcome to the James McDonald Podcast, where we say love to live to love. That's our focus, that's our passion, and we invite you to let God's Word have that impact in your life right now. Here's Pastor James.
The title of this message is When You Get It, You Get It. Okay? So just lift up your voice and say that. When you get it, you get it. Come on, turn to your neighbor and tell them, come on, they want to hear it. And if you want to see where I'm getting it, turn to Luke chapter 2. And as we've been learning in our services all month, this is the second last message in this little series called Singing Christmas. And a river of music has come from this world-changing, humanity-redeeming, Christ-exalting birth. Literally, a river, an ocean of music has come from the good news of the incarnation, that God became man and lived a sinless life and died a substitutionary death and rose from the dead to prove he's God and offers the forgiveness of sins to everyone. Lift up your voice and say, good news. So that good news, when you get it, you get it. And when you get it, here's the next thing, you want to give it. It is just as natural as breathing that when you get it, when you really understand it, you want to give it. And so we've been studying these Christmas carols, and like I said, there'll be one more, God willing, this weekend. But just in a briefer way, we want to look at, no surprise here, we want to look at the Christmas carol Silent Night during the Christmas Eve service, just for a briefer time, just for a few moments. And when I was a kid, Carol was my mom's friend. And then when I went to high school and college, Carol was this stale little booth that you had to study in. Remember? How many people spent some time in a carol studying? It wasn't until I got past all of that that Carol got to be this third meaning, which is a song of joy, especially at Christmas. A Christmas carol. And the carol Silent Night is actually from Austria. The term still Nacht is actually German for silent night. And here's a picture of the music. It was written in 1816. And this is a signed copy of the music from 1820, autographed by the author, Joseph Franz Mohr. He was born to an unmarried woman, especially scandalous in his day, but she must have been a great mom because she raised him and he became a minister of the gospel. And his friend Franz Gruber composed this melody so familiar to us, actually composed for the guitar. And so I'd like to play that for... No, have no fear. These are mistakes I've made in the past and can't be tripped again. So it was composed for the guitar, this familiar tune, Silent Night, and two singing families, one from Germany, one from America, actually toured around and popularized this so that by the 1840s, it was sung around the world, Silent Night, and it now has been translated into 90 languages. So think of the countless places. Just let your imagination think for a moment as the clock turns and it's Christmas Eve around the world. Think of all of the places where this glorious Christmas carol is being sung. Now, what I want to do is I just want to pull three words out of the Christmas story and out of the Christmas carol. The first word is the word grace, all right? So can you say grace? I feel like I'm giving a little children's story here, but we're glad to have so many more children in this service, and grace is such a beautiful concept. It's the idea of giving what is not deserved. When someone deserves something and you give them something better, you're giving grace. And of course, you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, Paul said in Corinthians, how he was rich, yet for our sakes he became poor, that through his poverty we might become rich. Well, this word grace is in these first words of the Christmas story. Look with me, Luke 2:1. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. And very, very mindful of those verses I just read are the first words of the first verse of the carol, Silent Night, Holy Night. Do you know how silent it is at night? Is anybody ever out at night? Several years ago now, I started hunting, and are you going to be okay? Can I go ahead? So one of the things about hunting, if you're hunting deer, for example, you got to buy that tag and make it all legal and everything, and I would go out an hour and a half before sunup, and you get up into this tree. I mean, you just don't know how still it is at night. I did that about 5 times this fall. And not only did I not shoot a deer, I didn't even see one, which, as I now have put this in the sermon, I think maybe the Lord didn't let me so that I could tell it and everyone would still be okay. So I'm a complete loss on the hunting thing, but I'm pretty tuned in to the experience of how still it is at night. That actually isn't unusual. What's unusual is that the silent night was us, say it. And holy means set apart. And I think we would all agree, regardless of where you're at on your faith journey, as it relates to the Christmas story, as it relates to Jesus Christ, the God who became man, is there a night more set apart than that first Christmas? Is there a night that you would bring forward where more changed for all of time and eternity than what changed because of that night? It's a holy night. It's a night set apart by itself, unlike any other night in the history of humanity from time past or ever will be. If you agree with that, say amen. Amen. So it's a silent night and it's a holy night. Then the carol says, all is calm, all is bright. And I have to tell you that people really like to argue about that line as I studied it. There are those who say that Jesus Christ never struggled as a baby, never had to be changed, never cried ever. They're like, he's Jesus, he's perfect, but hang on, crying is not sin. Though some would say it seems to get quite close. And there are others who don't want an idealized Christ child, and they like to say, but that manger, and it was so dirty, and the animals, and he was crying, and they find somehow the comfort of the familiarity of the difficulty of his humanity. And I don't really want to solve that or even try to. I'm sure I'm not smart enough to know, except to say, this is poetry. And there's no point being made about the issues related to his being a baby at all. I think what's really being said, round yon virgin, mother and child, holy infant, unquestionably, so tender and mild. I think what's being anticipated is given the life that is ahead for him, and the persecution and the prosecution and the crucifixion, given everything that is ahead for him, who would not want for this baby a quiet, calm, peaceful night? Can't he sleep now, given what's ahead for him? It's a wish. Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant, so tender and mild, sleep. Sleep in heaven's peace. There's no peace in this world, this dark world that you've come into to bring us your light. Well, did you know that this carol, here's a story from, boy, I guess 101 years ago, in 1816, the carol was written. In 1914, the First World War had begun, July 28th of that year. This was the first Christmas of the First World War. And along the battlefront, the Allied armies were in their trenches, tens of thousands, multiplied tens of thousands, and maybe 50, maybe 100, maybe 150, or even 200 yards away in the opposite trenches were the German armies, German families and Allied families were missing their sons. And in the few yards between the trenches, the battle had been so fierce this first Christmas that there were bodies from both sides laying in the field that could not be reclaimed, but that other sons were going to die. And this was before the millions that died. This was just the very beginning of that awful world war. Interestingly, from that scene comes this story that because it was written in Austria, of course it was in German, and a German soldier began to sing the carol close to midnight, silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright. And an English soldier heard him singing and began to sing along in English, and back and forth they were singing until they began to exchange other carols, first them and then the Allied armies, and back and forth they sang all night till the sun came up. Someone said, this never happened, this never happened. Well, actually, there are actual letters that are written both to German families and to Allied families telling that this happened, that first one on each side and then multiples came out of the trenches until there were numbers vary, but the fact that it happened is not debated. Here's an actual journal entry from Christmas 1914. A day unique in the world's history. We met their officers. There was an armistice, it's called, a ceasefire, a truce for 48 hours. They played soccer. They gave each other gifts. Now, so true is this that actually somewhere along the lines they didn't respect the truce, and soldiers came out and were shot. But tens of thousands gave grace to one another. A company in England made a movie about this, and I brought a little very short clip of it. I want you to watch this.
My name is Jim.
My name is Otto.
Isn't that remarkable? And if you wonder, here's an actual picture taken that day. The soldiers on both sides giving a grace. The word is grace. And as you head into your Christmas, I wonder who's in need of grace in your life. Maybe you'll be with a family member that isn't easy to be with. Maybe you will make a phone call to someone that you have maybe been estranged from. I can't think of a better... Here's the thing. When you get it, you give it. That's how that happened. When you get it, you give it. Now, here's the second word, and not grace, but glory. And that comes right up in the next passage. Check this. Luke 2:8, in the same region there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory, there it is, of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. I kind of like the old translation there. Does anyone know it? They were so afraid. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord, and this will be a sign for you. You'll find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." Second verse, silent night, holy night. Shepherds quake at the sight. I'll bet. Glories stream from heaven afar. Heavenly hosts sing alleluia. Christ the Savior is born. Christ the Savior is born. That's glory. Glory is evidence for God. Glory is the message that God exists. Glory is anywhere we see God's fingerprints. And has God's message ever been clearer than in Him Himself coming into this dark world to take our sin upon Himself? Grace, glory, and gospel. When you get it, you give it. When you get grace, you extend it. When you get glory, you worship and want to give it. And gospel. When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." When they went with haste, they found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known. There it is. When you get it, you give it. When you get it, you give it. When they saw, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. When you get it, when you really get it, you give it. And so, we want to just create a little visual that will help you remember that Jesus Christ, the light of the world. Everybody knows John 3:16. Most do. That God so loved the world that He gave His only Son so that whoever believed in Him would not perish but have eternal life. But many people don't know the next verse, John 3:17. That God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world. God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world. Why is it that when this good news gets told that so many people feel condemned? It's a message of grace. It's a message of glory. And it's a message of gospel, which means good news. Everyone say good news. The message of Christmas is not a message of condemnation. God didn't send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. Now, I'm on a roll here, so I'm going to give you John 3:18. Which says, This is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, but men love darkness more than light. That's the sad thing. That forgiveness in Jesus is offered, grace, glory, good news. But hard-hearted men and women reject the forgiveness they desperately need. And when grace is rejected, there's nothing left. And so I plead with you this Christmas. Maybe somebody in your family pressured you to be here. I'm sure on some of our campuses, there's family got dragged to church. I know it's true. Now listen. When you get it, you want to give it. And some of your family sits in church week after week. And you, whom they love most of all, they long for you to fully share with them the forgiveness of sin and the gift of eternal life that they have found in Jesus. And I'm sure they stumble over it, and I bet they say it badly at times. But when you get it, you want to give it. You want other people to come to know what you've come to know. That Jesus Christ is the light of the world. And he is the light for every human heart. And we celebrate him this Christmas, don't we? The grace and the glory and the gospel. Final words, last verse. Silent night, holy night, Son of God loves pure light. Radiant beams from thy holy face with the dawn at first morning and as the sun came up, redeeming grace, with the dawn of redeeming grace, Jesus Lord at your birth, Jesus Lord at your birth.
So I hope that you've been really encouraged today through this clear teaching from God's Word. I just want to thank you from the whole team for listening to the James McDonald Podcast, where the learning is for loving God and for loving others more and more until we see him face to face. Thank you for standing with us. Your prayerful support is our lifeline to continue this gospel partnership, and it makes podcasts like these possible. If you're not part of a vibrant, life-giving gospel church, check out this new alternative. It's called the Home Church Network. You can get it at homechurchnetwork.global. All the ministry information, Bible teaching, and resources are there, and also at jamesmcdonaldministries.org. Hey, thank you again for listening.